Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Get in here, everybody. Get in here. Okay. Get in here, everybody. Get in here. All right. What's popping, everybody? My goodness. Turn me up. Oh, well, get in here, everybody. Get in here. Let's talk about it. Okay. Well, what a legendary night. I told y'all it was going to be a legendary night. I told you guys it was going to be a legendary night. What's popping, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and excuse me, we are back with another video. All right, if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, well, welcome and hello. All right, so we got to get into some things. Cardi B turned out the party, okay? Say what you want. She showed up. Doja Cat, on the other hand, I wasn't too wooed and wowed. Beyonce breaks history. It sneaks Blue Ivy a Grammy. I know you lying. Not. And Megan Thee Stallion takes tonight so much that Billie Eilish dedicated her Grammy to Megan Thee Stallion. Let me tell you something. It was a legendary night. And the biggest key of it all is, child, I didn't even watch it. I missed the whole thing. I was asleep. I had so much going on, child. I messed around and fell asleep. I'm not even going to hold you. I'm not even going to sit here and act like I watched that thing from 5 to... Listen, I went to try to watch it because I'm in California, so I'm thinking it come on at 8 o'clock. By the time I went to go watch it, I was literally... It was 8 o'clock, and I only had 30 minutes left of the show. It was literally Doja Cat's performance. I'm like, oh, are you serious? I missed the whole thing. So I had to go back and dig. So I didn't really get to watch it in real time like I wanted to. But, child, I got what we needed. Okay? So let's get into some things. So when I turned on my TV, Trevor Noah was on there. Mind you, the Grammys had been on already for 3 hours. We only had 30 minutes left. And I'm on the phone with my mama, talking to her, cleaning up a little bit. Because I was just so tired after the show that we did earlier today. So then, boom, I get on there. And they're like, oh, the Grammys, there's 30 minutes left. I'm like, oh, my God, I missed everything. And then it's like, well, Doja Cat is performing. I got right in on Doja Cat. So let's get into it. Let's talk about it. Now, you know, I'm friends with, a lot of people. Like, here's the thing. Some people on Doja Cat's team, like, I know them, and they were, like, really pumping up the performance. Like, you know what I mean? They were excited. They were talking, like it's going to be this big performance. I even did a poll here and asked you guys, what did you guys – you know, who was going to have the best performance, Megan Thee Stallion, Doja Cat, or Cardi B? And everybody just undoubtedly said Doja Cat because she's so creative. She's so artistic. And when I seen Doja Cat, I mean, I like the black cat suit. You know, this look here, she looks amazing. Like, I like the blunt cut bang with the mullet. She looks good here. I like this. So this is what she wore today. But, I'm feeling that. But that performance, that say-so performance, while I think that number was cute, I think she might be over the say-so because, I mean, there wasn't much excitement. I feel like we've seen that style performance before. There wasn't a lot of creativity to it for me. It was just very one-dimensional. I feel like it's been the same kind of concept throughout the past award show season. Remember I kept telling you guys, I feel like Doja Cat was slated to win everything or at least perform everything because coming off of the 2020 calendar, because she had been performing at every award show. So I knew, I was not surprised that she was going to be performing Say So at the Grammys. You know what I mean? Like, this is just to finalize her run. And she actually ended up saying that after this performance is the end of the Say So era. But it makes sense because she had literally performed every award show last year, she performed this song. And so leading up to the Grammys, like it was time for this record. For the performance, but there wasn't any excitement in there. I mean, it was very one-dimensional. If you blinked, you missed it, and you forgot about it. You didn't know that you didn't need it. You know what I mean? Doja Cat, it was just kind of a blah night for Doja Cat. She didn't even win the Best New Artist Award. Megan Thee Stallion actually won that, and we're going to talk about it. Tonight was not a Doja Cat type of night, and I feel like that all changed last year back in May. I really do. I don't know what I feel like next is for Doja Cat. I don't know if she'll ever be able to climb her way out. Perhaps maybe this next era can be a Doja Cat era. But after looking at Doja Cat and understanding that she is a pop star, I could not help but to see something and say, oh, hold on. We might have another problem. While Doja Cat is extremely talented, diverse in her look, eclectic, eccentric, really a musical, like a little musical genius, right? There's a hard, maybe call me hating, say, you know, I don't know, say I'm jealous, say I'm being shady, but there's something about Doja Cat that reminds me of people and things that we've already seen. It's not that fresh for me. You know, you got the rap element where I feel like, you know, there's this Nicki Minaj kind of influence and things like that, which is fine. There's a lot of girls that have that. But then on the pop star, I think a lot of people were saying, you know, seeing Doja Cat as like this, you know, Britney Spears-esque, maybe Ariana Grande. But I'm more feeling like, yes, but I'm kind of seeing more after tonight. I'm realizing she has a Billie Eilish in her, too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I kind of feel like, wait a minute. We already got a Billie Eilish, and she's won the 9 Grammy. Like, Billie Eilish is that artistic, poppy singer, girl, weirdo, but dances and crazy creative with the crazy visuals and super cool in the way she talks. Doja Cat is very that, too. And I'm just like, oh, wait, we got a Billie Eilish. Are we forgetting Billie Eilish? Like, we're thinking that she's like the pop girl of like Taylor Swift, Ariana. No, that's not really the lane. Because there's a darkness and an edge to her that is not so clean cookie cutter. Like, Ariana is a little cookie cutter. Taylor Swift is really the American girl. So she's going to stay in. Ariana Grande, you can tell she got black and Mexican friends. You know what I'm saying? But then you got Billie Eilish. That's just kind of like this emo, but she fits and she rides this line. It's just different, but because she can go urban and then she can, but then she's pop. And I feel like, you know, I see a little bit of that in Doja Cat. So I'm thinking, well, girl, we already got a Billie Eilish. So, you know, is Doja Cat really going to have a moment? People saying they don't see it for Billie Eilish. Baby, you don't have to see it for Billie Eilish. That woman came and swept the Grammys at her first award show for 9 Grammys. You don't have to see Billie Eilish, but the rest of the world does. And then she even won Record of the Year tonight and dedicated an award to Megan Thee Stallion. So you may act like you don't see it for Billie Eilish. You can be a fool if you want to. Billie Eilish is the girl. Okay? Act crazy if you want to. It's going to be interesting, though. But nonetheless, Doja Cat is a talented artist. But I think we need more. I feel like she connects, but there's this polarizing thing. I don't know. Like, I just feel like she's got to tap into where people feel like, whoa, this is so different and dope and new. Because the create, like, you got, we've got the, like, it just hit me today. I'm like, oh, wait. I also see a little Billie Eilish in Doja Cat. So it's just kind of like, well, they got Billie Eilish too. And she's creative and artsy and, you know what I mean? Everything that Doja Cat is as well. So I don't know. It's interesting. We'll see if Doja Cat has a moment. Because people, you know, she's creative, but she's up against a lot of people in this space. So she's going to have to really create a moment for herself, and not a stupid moment like last year. But she's going to have to create a very musical, creative, genius outbreak moment. I think she has a chance, right? But she's going to have to go back to the drawing board and to see where is the next big moment for Doja Cat coming from. Because even this performance is not going to be something that's talked about. This wasn't a wow moment for Doja Cat. It didn't even feel like she was even inspired to perform this. I kind of felt like this was the last performance that she had to do before she retired this song. You know what I mean? This era. I think that maybe the next era for her, whatever, maybe it's the new record that she's promoting. Maybe that'll be the new era for her to perform. Maybe she'll be a little bit more inspired with that one. Streets, the Streets record. Because I think the Say So in the record, she's kind of like, all right, we've said so enough. I'm over it. You know what I mean? So shout out to Doja Cat, but I wasn't wowed. She didn't take tonight for me. Performance-wise, she didn't do it. Okay? Now, who did take tonight? Let's be very clear. Let's be very clear. I told y'all, a little birdie told me that we was giving Billie Eilish budget. Now, call me. See, one day y'all gonna put some respect on my name. I told y'all it was giving big budgets. Did I not tell y'all it was giving big budgets? Excuse me, did I not tell y'all it was giving big budgets? Let me tell you something. Miss Mamas came through. Miss Mamas came through and danced. I'm living for the short. I got me a little short 27-piece too, Cardi, but don't make me put my 27-piece gun on, because, baby, I'll eat you. But first of all, the look is amazing. Miss Mamas got out there and danced. It was the levels. It was the big stiletto. It was the big old bed. It was like a Beyonce type set. Cardi B knows how to show up. You can act like you don't like her. I don't give a damn what you say. Cardi B had the hottest performance of the night. And it's not even really a Cardi B era like that. She's just kind of out, but not really out like that. And she is still eating it. I was so proud of her. She looked sickening. She ate that. She danced. She was throwing that shortcut. Y'all, it's mad. Y'all got to understand. Here's the thing. If Megan Thee Stallion, if Nicki Minaj, if Doja Cat, if any of them would have came out there with this type of production, oh, everybody would have been talking about how it was the performance of the night, how it was just such a big, phenomenal moment. But because it's Cardi B and she has continued to set the bar so high and high and high and stick it there and have it up and stuck, Y'all wanna act like you don't feel it, you don't see it. You act like you don't see it, but if this was any other mediocre rapper with this kind of budget, you hoes would be flying through the roof talking about how up next she is. Let's be very clear. If this was the City Girls, y'all would be over here doing backflips about how now the City Girls is up next and how Cardi B is washed. If this was Nicki Minaj, y'all be talking about the Queen is back. So don't do that. Let's not downplay it because you don't like Cardi. The visuals were impeccable. The visuals were impeccable. You may not like the artist, but stop playing. Yes, she was a little. They said she was stiff. Yeah, they all stiff. Who ain't stiff? The only one that probably ain't, but Nikki is stiff. The city girl is stiff. I mean, Megan is probably the loosest one, and Doja Cat, but she don't really, but yeah, everybody, they a little stiff. Yeah, we get that. But performance-wise, the effort for a female rapper, she did that. She did that. She ate that. She ate that. She ate that. Cardi B ate that. I don't care what y'all talking about. She ate that. I wish I can go through by the play-by-play. Megan Thee Stallion looked good in the video. I mean, in the performance. It was cute. It was a good moment. I was nervous when they was doing that, the little flipping, you know, the little choreography number where they was like getting, doing the scissors. They were scissoring each other. I'm like, shit, somebody knocked the crap out of somebody. What is that going to give? You know what I'm saying? I was a little nervous. But I thought it was very interesting that, you know, with all this history being made for the night, you know, Cardi B, you know, without it being a night about her, she still maintained a presence, you know, because many people will say, well, child, there's a new queen, there's a new queen. But Cardi B is still, you know, their stiff competition. And what I like about Cardi B is the fact that she don't seem pressed that Megan is really up next and Megan is getting this push. And we'll talk about Megan here very shortly, because Megan Thee Stallion now has more Grammys than Cardi B. But Cardi B was still, you know, here and showed up and performed. You know what I mean? And she showed that she is the premier girl right now when it comes to the rap girls right now with this performance, with this element. The budget, Cardi B gets the budget. And here's the thing. Whether you want to give it to her or not, she commits. She gets in that performance. She does those rehearsals. Payola, sympathy, payola, all that. You cannot negate from the fact that this woman performed. She did. She performed. Nobody can do that for her. She did that. She did that. Just give her the credit. She ate that. Okay? That's a lot of haters in the chat. It's okay. She's still winning. She ate that. Cardi B ate that. Y'all mad. You guys are mad. All right. Blue Ivy somehow snagged a Grammy. I know you lying. Let's see what Blue Ivy got. I know you lying. Hold on. Hold on. Let me see. I'm small. Let's see what Blue Ivy got. Best music video. Now, Beyonce had tried that. But it makes sense. I see it. That's why Beyonce came. Because Blue Ivy was getting that Grammy. Now, what we not going to do, what we not going to do, okay, what we're not going to do, because we are going to talk about Beyonce, but what we not going to do is act like Beyonce did not know that all this was happening tonight. I knew because I just knew in my spirit, my inner higher self. But for Beyonce to show up, and even Jay-Z, you all, everybody showing up to the Grammy now, y'all knew that your daughter was getting a Grammy, and you knew that Megan Thee Stallion was getting that Grammy. And you knew that Beyonce was going, you know, Beyonce was getting several Grammys, okay? Beyonce done got 3-4, I don't know how many Grammys she got tonight. But what I will say is she actually broke history tonight by having 28 Grammy Awards, more than any singer ever. Beyonce has the most Grammys. And you know what? I think she's well-deserved. Beyonce is a very hard-working performer. She is the standard. She is not Michael Jackson, but she is the icon of our generation. You know what I mean? If there would be a powerful performer that has influence like a Michael Jackson, I would think that Beyonce is that artist. She is that person. You know what I mean? Is she Michael Jackson? No, they do different things. And then if we have to think, well, who would be like that premier star? I mean, after Beyonce, I kind of was kind of thinking and feeling like, you know, it would be a Drake, you know, in its own, like, just like when you think of mega stardom, like just polarizing star, You know what I mean? And have people go crazy. Like Beyonce is that. And I'm glad that she's a black woman because she works very, very hard. And Megan Thee Stallion, she did this when she won her award. She talked about how, you know, whenever she would be working, she would think, you know, what would Beyonce do? What would Beyonce say? And I'm going to be honest with you. I even do that too. But what would Beyonce do? You know, I even use Beyonce in analogies when I say I want to build a team. I don't want to build a team of people that all want to do what I do. Everybody can't be the Beyonce on camera, but I would like to build a team where everybody could be the Beyonce in their own lane. You know what I mean? You can be the Beyonce at graphics. You can be the Beyonce at editing. You can be the Beyonce at art. You can be the Beyonce at fashion. You know what I mean? Like Beyonce is the standard. And I think that, you know, she inspires so many different creators and artists in whatever endeavor that you do, because her work ethic is impeccable. That woman is the only woman that I know that can literally do a 2 or 3 hour set and dance full out. Beyonce is everything. She don't have to have a bunch of number ones. She don't have to do, but Beyonce is the queen of music. Okay. And she got that. And she helped Megan Thee Stallion get that. But let's be very clear here. She knew that she was getting this. You know how when you can tell it's a last year we could tell it was a Billie Eilish night. Tonight was a Beyonce Megan Thee Stallion night. It was a Rock Nation night. And I'm here for it. I'm not mad. Listen, okay? White people get their night. This let it be a Black Grammys. It was supposed to be. Especially, this is the Grammys following the George Floyd and all of that. The riots, yes. Black Lives Matter. This needed to be a Black Grammy, period. Black Power, Ungawa. So, you know, shout out to Beyonce. And this needed to be, you know, I'm here for it. And then she even got Blue Ivy a Grammy. I ain't even mad because, you know what? Blue Ivy got the Grammy because she was, I think, on the song. She actually, you know, there was a vocal of her on the song. And she was in the video. So it makes sense. And everybody that has something to do with that song, from the writers to the engineers, producers, they all get a Grammy. They all win. It's not just the artist. It's everybody that helped. Everybody that was involved in that song gets the awards. So Blue Ivy, you know, we joke and say that she gave Blue Ivy a Grammy. But I say that because she put Blue Ivy on the song and then submitted that song for the Grammy. You know what I mean? So, you know, she knew that Blue Ivy was going to get the Grammy. So I think that was a very strategic play, too. But, I mean, it was smart. Why not when you're Beyonce? Well, come. Just give me a... We didn't know she was going to be there, but Blue Ivy better win this Grammy. You think Beyonce was going to come to the Grammys and Blue Ivy wasn't going to win? You're trying it. Then she walked Megan Thee Stallion up. Oh, before we get into Megan Thee Stallion, you know who else won a Grammy? And I didn't put this on here. Damn it, man. You know who else won a Grammy? I thought this was interesting. Hold on. And I don't get me lying, like I know exactly what this is because I don't know. But I want to congratulate her. And I want to say she is looking good now because I used to read her. But let me see. Tiffany Haddish won she won a Grammy tonight. Tiffany Haddish won a Grammy for a comedy album, Black Mitzvah. I didn't even know that. So I guess it's an audio thing. Like, she won a Grammy. Shout out to Tiffany Haddish for winning that Grammy. I didn't even know. And let me see what she looked like, because she looked good. Let me say Tiffany Haddish. Oh, I don't know. Well, child, hold on. Let me see, because I know Jason Lee and Hollywood over at Hollywood Unlocked, I know they probably posted her. Let me see if I can get the Tiffany how she looks. She looks so nice. I'm not even gonna lie. And I have to give Tiffany credit where Tiffany is due, because I was wearing her out when she had first got that shortcut. So it's only right. that I acknowledge that that she looked good. Where is Tiffany Haddish? Okay. It's only right, because I'm not no hater. Oh, shoot. Hold on. Let me add it right here. I'm not no hater. Tiffany Haddish. Look, okay. Is that what she wore? Maybe that's not even the right thing. Maybe that's... But the haircut look good, girl. Congrats, Best Comedy Album winner, Black Mitzvah, Tiffany Haddish. So that was dope. I didn't even know that you could do that. So, you know, for all the poets and comedians and things out there, there's opportunities for you guys to get awards too. Tiffany Haddish to me is a little bit like the comedy Cardi B. A lot of people don't respect Tiffany Haddish's come up. A lot of people think that Tiffany Haddish isn't funny. You know what I mean? But they think that she just kind of got thrusted in this. But I, you know, Tiffany Haddish, she's been around for a while. You know, she's not just always just super duper hilarious to me. I'm not going to sit here and cape. Like, I just think Tiffany Haddish is just a ha 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 every time I talk to her. I mean, not talk to her, but you know what I mean? Watch something of hers. But, you know, she does what needs to be done, and the people like her, and it's selling. So congratulations, Tiffany Haddish. And, you know, the shortcut doesn't look bad. All right. So now let's get to the real tea. Ooh. If you haven't done so, please go ahead and subscribe right now. Megan Thee Stallion. I'm just like so like I'm over here gagging, but I told y'all. I'm trying to figure out how I really feel. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to understand, like, what does this mean? Like, is Megan Thee Stallion, like, because, you know, the budget has gone up. Like, at this point, Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B are going to be neck and neck. You know what I mean? Like, let me, so Cardi B's going to have to keep the pressure going because Megan Thee Stallion is, you know, neck and neck. The thing is, Megan Thee Stallion is going to have to make better music, like better songs, better singles that stick. You know, here's the thing. Megan won 3 Grammys today. Out the game. Megan Thee Stallion won. Let me just, because I don't even remember. I don't even want to say it wrong. Let me just look. Let's just get into it. My thoughts are everywhere with this. Right. My feeling is everywhere because I'm trying to figure out what does this mean. So I might just be doing a little word vomit. But, you know, stay with me. Stay with me, because eventually it'll all click and make sense. OK. Megan Thee Stallion won Best New Artist, Rap Song, Best Rap Song, Rap Performance. I knew she was going to win Rap Performance. Rap Song, I wasn't sure, but I knew for a fact she was going to get Rap Performance. I was not, the one that gagged me was the Best New Artist, because I felt like Doja Cat was supposed to get that. I've been saying that. I was not sure if Megan Thee Stallion or Doja Cat was going to get that. I wasn't sure. But I knew she was going to get one. But I told y'all, I said to you that I feel like Doja Cat messed up. Then Megan Thee Stallion, and I remember way back when you guys were really trying to push Megan Thee Stallion on me, and I really wasn't buying it like that, right? And I was like, well, she's good, but Megan Thee Stallion came out. Remember, she was like, oh, I'm the college girl. I'm going to school. She was a little boring. And I said, well, dang, we need a little controversy. Y'all remember when I said that? I got to go find that clip. But I was like, Megan Thee Stallion needs a little controversy. I got to go find that and repost that on my Instagram. I was like, Megan Thee Stallion needs a little controversy, because I feel like that's going to be the next oomph that takes her over. And that's literally what happened. She got shot in the foot. You got the number one with Beyonce. then the Black Lives Matter, then it was to protect black women, and then boom, here we are. It's a Megan Thee Stallion, you know, for Harper's Bazaar, Megan Thee Stallion for People Magazine, Megan Thee Stallion and GQ's Rapper of the Year, Megan Thee Stallion, even on the Grammys. I knew she was going to win all the awards. Like, even on the Grammys, when they were promoting today, she was the lead post. Like, it was a Megan Thee Stallion night. Then Megan Thee Stallion, her first Grammys, she takes home three. Three. Remember Nicki Minaj said, never forget when it was announced. Never forget that when I was old, my Grammy, she never got one. Nicki Minaj messed up when she performed that record. So now, you know, a lot of people, a lot of the barbs and a lot of people are very salty. But Megan Thee Stallion now has three Grammy Awards. She's one of the most decorated female artists. This is crazy. Female rappers. And you know what? I agree. Savage was a big record. Everybody wanted to be a Savage. I'm not going to sit here and hate on her and act like, okay, she shouldn't have won. And you had Beyonce on the record. You were going to get a Grammy. You were definitely getting a Grammy. And for those people that are saying that, oh, Megan Thee Stallion only got the Grammy for Beyonce, who gives a damn? If I'm Megan Thee Stallion and you trying to say that to make me feel some type of way, that don't bother me. Why? Because I got Beyonce on a record. That's thing number one. Then thing number two, we got three Grammys. The price has went up. What are you talking? That's not an insult. Beyonce don't just jump on everybody's record and usher them into three Grammys. What are we talking about? I don't feel any kind of way about that. You're not making me feel bad. I'm Megan Thee Stallion with three Grammys with Beyonce. You guys will be kissing the darkest part of my ass if I was Megan Thee Stallion and y'all felt some type of way. Seriously. Okay? You wish you could have a record with Beyonce and get a Grammy. But you can't. Now, here's the thing. We can relish in that and be happy with that. But I would like to see if you know, Megan Thee Stallion can get a record on her own. The Grammy on her own. But if not, she still got three of them. And they got Beyonce attached to it. You don't win when you don't lose when you got Beyonce. So either way, the prices went up. So I can't wait to see what Megan Thee Stallion morphs into. You know what I'm saying? Because it's almost like once the girls get the Grammy, then they almost metamorph into some huge star. Like we literally watched Meg Thee Stallion over the last few months just morph into a superstar status, like the hottest female rapper right now. Like, and I just think that this just went ahead and sent her through. And to think, in last year, I felt like she lost her moment. I did. I mean, not last year, the year before, because I feel like the hot girl summer moment came and went. That was 2019, but Lord, the best thing that could have happened to her, honestly, was getting shot in the foot and perhaps doing that Nicki Minaj. But see, I have this twisted thought process in my head, and I don't want to say this, but because this could be, I'm going to say this because I say it privately, but this is probably not true. And I just have this twisted mindset in my head, right, where I just feel like, low key, that Nicki Minaj and Beyonce don't really like each other like that. I don't know why I feel that way. And I feel like, you know, Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion did that record. And then Beyonce was like, you know, girl, let me go ahead and do a record with you. And then Nicki Minaj and Doja Cat did that record. And then, you know, Beyonce, like, girl, I'm going to be the one to get you the number one. So it's like the Nicki Minaj, Megan Thee Stallion record never even happened. Like, Hot Girl Summer was just like they got a VMA. You know what I mean? It was like, whatever. But I will say, Megan Thee Stallion only gets awards when she collaborates with other artists. That's the only thing about Megan Thee Stallion. Yes, this is a great moment for her, but Megan Thee Stallion especially dropping her album last year, a few months ago, Megan Thee Stallion needs to learn how to make music. She doesn't make songs that really, really stick. So it'll be interesting to see if her popularity grows and if people are still connecting with her music, or will she only win awards based on people that, you know, that she's collabing with or features. You know what I mean? It'll be interesting to see if WAP gets a Grammy next year, and will Megan Thee Stallion get a Grammy. People are saying that WAP should have been nominated. I think that WAP came out after the deadline. I don't think WAP was submitted. I feel like WAP will get submitted next year. She may win a Grammy for that. But I just don't know if Megan Thee Stallion has the staying power to create, to get these awards on her own. I'm going to be honest with you. But she's definitely, I will say this, Megan Thee Stallion in the club, though, she bangs. So I'm not going to hate on her there. She made music for outside, and I've said that a long time. Like, listen to her outside at the concert. I like to hear me some Megan Thee Stallion. I do. It bangs through the speakers. So, you know, congratulations to Megan Thee Stallion. She won that. She did that. I knew she was leaving with a Grammy. I knew it. I knew Megan Thee Stallion was leaving with a Grammy. I knew it. I said that. I said she was leaving with a Grammy. You could see it. It was already written. It was literally already written that she was going to be leaving with this Grammy. It was, I mean, we knew, I knew. Once I started seeing, oh, people, Vogue, Harper's Bazaar, you know, Rapper of the Year, woo-woo-woo. I'm like, oh, yeah, Megan Thee Stallion is stable. Oof. The Bang Bang got her a Grammy. But then my thing is, what happens if it comes out she didn't get shot? What happens then? You know what I mean? Like, girl, like, they must know. Like, people, they got to know, like, oh, my God, like, they, like, I don't know. But then even with the Tory Lanez stuff, I feel like it's so weird and so funny because I feel like both of them in this weird way just wanted to go away. And so they've oversaturated the situation for us so much to where now we're sick of talking about it. We don't want to hear. Now we've downplayed it. And it's just like, how does something like this just go away? How does something like this just get ignored? You saying a man shot you in the foot, and then you up, nothing happened to you. You up dancing this and that. And then Tory Lanez goes into hiding for a little bit, then pops out like he's never left. Industry's still messing with him. They still cool. Like, it's just like, was this all some weird stage stunt? I don't know. But what happens if it comes out that he didn't shoot you? That's what I'm like. He got to have shot her because this is going too far. Was Tory Lanez the sacrificial lamb for Megan Thee Stallion to be inducted and initiated into? Let me stop. But then you have Beyonce and Jay-Z sitting right there saying, that just confirmed to me that every time we're saying, like, she's protected, she got Beyonce and Jay-Z, they were right there behind her. Yes, we are here. We are the ones here. We ain't going nowhere. We are pulling the Megan Thee Stallion strings. So play with us if you want to. She's not going to fail. So Tory Lanez, I don't know who he got going on, but you going up against her. What she call herself? Oshun. Oshun. You don't know who Oshun is, you better Google it. Beyonce ain't Beyonce. One day y'all going to listen to me. That woman is the spirit of Oshun. She is an Orisha. Beyonce is somewhere in the universe. I'm probably getting too deep for y'all. But anyway, this is going to be interesting. So, anywho, let's open up the lines. I think we got the caller number working now. The number is 563-999-3658. Ah. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Okay. 1777. You're live on the air.
What it do, Armand?
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
I did not watch the Grammys just like you, because for me that show is irrelevant, honestly. All
okay.
I gotta say is I didn't like Megan's dress. Like, let's talk, you ain't talk about the fashion. You ain't getting to the fashions really, because nobody was really dressing. Nobody was really dressing. I didn't see nothing that I really liked. Well, like, does the Grammys have a theme or?
I don't really know. Like I said, I didn't really watch it, so I don't know if there was a real red carpet. Like, it's kind of hard to really get into the fashion like that, because it's like we're in a pandemic, so it's not giving like what it would normally give. But I get it. Like, Beyonce, look, the fashion was, it really wasn't anything polarizing for me. The dress was making it look like she going to the prom. I'm gonna be honest with you. It wasn't really nothing. You know, I think the more powerful thing was the fact that she won 3 Grammys tonight. You know, the fashion was kind of a little bit, it was a miss for me.
Same.
So, yeah.
It was a miss. It was not, well, honestly, the music was a miss. Everything's honestly a miss.
Mm.
I just feel like, not for real, for real, like, or some real stuff. It's like, we talking about looks and things of that sort, and it's just not giving it. It's just not giving it. And then also, it's like, yeah, Megan won, like, 3 Grammys, but after that, what's she going to do? She can't really make songs. She can't.
But what's
make,
the
so,
tea? Like, why do you sound upset?
Because I'm not upset.
This is a black woman.
Like,
this is a female. Like,
yes,
who, like, I mean,
yes.
This is a rapper. Like this is. Why are we not happy?
Because the music is not good. How can I be happy when the music is trash? How can I?
So
be
who
happy?
Should have won? Who should have won this? Don't say Nicki Minaj. I have to hang up on you.
Nicki not even up on there, so we can't.
Exactly.
Say Nicki.
So what are we talking about here?
I'm just talking like, okay, it's like picking a lesser of two evils. It's like, I don't feel like any of the music was even really that good. So it's like, I don't even know what to say. It's like, it's just mediocre to me. A mediocrity to me. So it's just like, it's like, how can I be happy? It's like, yes, you won, but at what cost? Who was you really up against? Really?
Doja Cat, and that was a big.
You know what?
And she was
Doja,
up against white artists.
It's true. Actually, I would say I love Doja even before everybody even knew her. She could actually make songs. Like, Doja could actually make songs, even though you say she's missing something. Doja really could make songs, but she's, I don't know where her creativity is going, but it's like she has potential. But I don't know what's, you know, the mess up from, you know, the racial chat rooms is just messing up, honestly. But she got the creativity. Something
You have to go. Maybe we'll do it on Twitch. I'll see how I'm feeling after this tonight. But you got to actually see Doja Cat's performance was very blah. It was not really anything exciting. I really wasn't impressed by Doja Cat tonight. Honestly, I wasn't.
No, yeah. She's really a studio artist, to be honest. Studio artist, all of them.
But thank you, caller. We got to wrap up because we got a lot of people on here. But thanks for calling in, baby. Bye, boo.
No
problem. All right, let's take some more callers. All right, who we got? Okay. You guys, when you guys want to call in, you got to give your last four. Give me your last four. 9870. Gabriel, I see you, but you got to give me your last four, Gabriel. Hold on. 9804. I don't see you up here. So, caller, 9870, excuse me, 9870. I don't see caller 9870. So I have to go to Pisces Princess. So I have to move on. 4205, you're live on the air.
Hey, boo, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay. So, all right, I remember, did Cardi B win her awards a year ago? Was
maybe
that last year? Did Cardi B pick up her Grammy?
No, not last year, like maybe 2 years ago.
Okay, I remember you doing the same show when she picked up a Grammys and broke Lauryn Hill record, it didn't feel right to me. I felt weird about it. Like, is this a participation award? Tonight, I felt a little bit different. And I think I felt a little bit different because of exactly what you said. Number one, like, who was Megan really up against? And number two, if you think about, you know, over the past year, what's been going on with female rap and who we've been hearing the most, it really has been Megan Thee Stallion. You know, so it kind of made sense for me for her to win. You know, now, I didn't expect three. Three took me by surprise. I expected one.
Yeah.
Three took me by surprise.
I expected best rap performance. I didn't expect best new artist because, let's be clear, this ain't the BET Awards. This is still the Grammy.
Exactly.
So it can be an artist that you ain't never heard of from the white world that come and snatch it. But Megan
Thee
Stallion, they're just showing, it goes to show that Megan Thee Stallion is mainstream.
Yes. She has officially broke the barriers. But I knew with that Harper Bazaar article that, she arrived. You know, so I don't feel no way about it. I also feel like, and you know how I feel about Cardi B, but I feel like this performance wasn't bad. I feel like she's getting better and better and actually learning from her mistakes. So I feel like she's getting better. So I feel like they did really good tonight. It was lackluster and a little bit low energy, and I don't know if it's because, you know, the fake clapping they had going on in the background to replace the crowd. I don't know if that's what it was, but the energy was low. But I feel like how tonight went, it made more sense to me than it did 2 years ago. But I also want to do this because I felt like this too. Like, okay, we got Megan Thee Stallion. We got all these other women winning Grammys. But the woman who held it down 10 years consistently never did. Why? But when you go back and look at who she was nominated with, and what was going on, it kind of makes sense that music was a little bit better then, and it was more artists at their peak when Nicki was too. So it kind of all made sense to me tonight. So I walk away feeling bitter about it.
You know what? And I like what you said there, because maybe during the time when Nicki Minaj was nominated, it was harder, right? And I don't know if it was we were so heavy in the streaming era, and it's just right now music is different. It was two different times. However, Nicki should have definitely won a Grammy. But again, during that time, it is politics. And remember, it's always chess, not checkers. So whatever she did, she pissed off the wrong powers that be. And then I also found out that the guy that was running the Grammys when Nicki was around, he doesn't work there. He quit about a year ago. So it's a new head guy in charge now. So now we start to see different movement in the Grammy space. So, you know, Nicki Minaj, perhaps she can get a Grammy this time when she comes out, if she still wants one. I think she might be at a point where she's like, child, I'm over it. But,
over it.
You know, the way that you come out, though, let me tell you something. And I know a lot of people don't believe in energy and spirituality, but I'll tell you this. Nicki Minaj is a fantastic person. I mean, is a fantastic artist. But let's never forget that there was a very nasty, like, arrogant, you know, and I get it. Like, I actually like that about her. You know what I mean? However, you know, you can't win the world. You know what I mean? So she came out and she was like, you know, all these hoes is my sons and they all gonna pick my fruit out and I don't need nobody. I'm this, that, and the third. And I always tell people, you gotta watch who you burn when you come up, because everything that goes up must come down. And when you're on your way down, you're going to want people to come and support you and build you up. And you notice she doesn't get a lot of help from that, a lot of build up from that, because on her way up, she was just burning it down. And people don't really fool with her like that. And she didn't get the awards, you know. And now people are like, girl, you didn't even get the Grammy. You know, so I just think it's interesting. It's just also interesting.
It is, but I understand her arrogance. Look at the team that she was a part of. She was a part of a big winning machine, so I understood her arrogance, you know. I'm glad you said that, because it also made me kind of sad out of situation a little bit to say that the Nicki Minaj hate train started behind the scenes a long time ago, if you look at how these rap girls are easily getting their flowers.
Yes.
That's the weird part to me, how they giving them their flowers easy, but her, that never happened. So that was all I wanted to say. I just paid attention to that. But like with the best new artists and things that she was nominated for, if you look at the people that was in those categories with her, they were also breakout men stars, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm,
so it
mm-hmm,
made sense.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of high ranking white people in the
mm-hmm.
music industry. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But all right, boo, that's all I want to add.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay, let's get into it. Let's see. Who else we got? I know some of y'all don't like what I'm saying, but, child, we got to get into some things. 6125. Oh, 6125. You're live on the air.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's going on?
I'm doing pretty good. I watched the Grammys. I had a good time watching it. I was just sipping some tea. Okay, so I am a Barb, but this is not going to be about Nikki. I don't think it should be. It should be about people who are nominated. So I'm going to start with, like, the nice comments before I get into the critical comments.
Okay.
Megan Thee Stallion winning those three Grammys. I didn't have a problem with it. I have wanted her to win for a long time. But while I say that, I am very critical of her. The music is not there,
mm-hmm.
but I think it can get there. I will say, because she's a dark-skinned girl, because she doesn't have a lot of initial kind of pop crossover, I was going to be more lenient on her. I think
mm-hmm.
after winning three Grammys, I think we can start now
leaning in
music.
On her. Right. Yeah.
Now I'm about to be like, okay, now I can't be like, okay, it's kind of mid, but I still want you to win. I can't say that anymore. Cause now she has more Grammys than the queen now. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Now best new artist for me, it was always Doja and her. I wanted Doja cause I think Doja edges her out in talent, but I wasn't unhappy. To me, it could go either way. Both those girls had a really fierce come up. And so I like that type of competition. I think they bring out the best in each other. All right. Now this is where I have to go in.
Don't try Cardi B like this.
Don't play me. I'm going to see. Cardi
go
B.
Ahead.
That was not a good performance. And it was
oh
not a good performance.
Oh, my God.
Now, hear me out. It was not good. Cardi B has – I don't like Cardi B all that much, but she has given good performances in the past. Now, this wasn't a horrible performance, and thank goodness the production value's there because I judge all of it. And if you got the production value, I am happy with that. But I have to bring up her and Doja at the same time.
Okay.
Now, Armand, when you started the show, you made it seem like there was a couple delusional haters on Cardi B, and the narrative was that y'all know y'all love Cardi. That was false because the narrative out there is that the main narrative is that Doja murdered the girls. She did. Now, she did say so. We've heard it a bunch of times, and I think Doja knew that, but make no mistake. The other girls, Megan
and Cardi.
First of all,
let's start here. Tell me what murdered in Say So that killed Cardi B? Let's start there. I have to see because I watched that on the TV. What happened? What was it about that performance that murdered Cardi B? Please.
Doja looked like she could get up out of the bed and do that performance right now. She could do it today. She could do it tomorrow. She could do it the next day. She's not counting her steps. She's confident in her faith. She doesn't have to rely on any hairography to get it done. In fact, she was completely sealed up in that black outfit. She didn't need to show any skin as she has before. She was confident.
Doja Cat has also done that routine for every award show in 2020. So what are we talking about? She did that about five times already. We've seen that.
But she switched it up for the dance break. Not the TikTok dance, but she switched it up for the dance break. But the thing is, when I watch Cardi B perform, I get the impression this is the best you could have done. With Doja, I very much get kind of like some Beyonce energy. I get, okay, this is the choreography today. Got it. What's the choreography tomorrow? I could do that. I could do this. I could do that. This girl is really good. I mean, I'm a dancer, so when someone dances, I can tell when someone has rhythm and is learning steps and when someone has it. And this is a skill we did not know that this girl possessed a year ago. We thought that she had a light singing voice and she could have catchy rap pop. She is giving full-on superstar Lady Gaga circa 2009. She, you know, and I can't, and the reason why I have to be critical about people, you know, knocking her down, bringing up Cardi is because for the longest time, especially during Cardi Rose, and there was the whole feud with her and Nicki Minaj, for the longest time, you were even one of them. We were looking for someone who would be Nicki's replacement, if that could ever happen. Who would be Nicki Minaj's replacement? And we thought it would be Megan Thee Stallion because it was like, okay, Nicki has the talent, but Cardi has the songs. we're like, okay, Megan Thee Stallion is a dark-skinned girl. She can rap. She's got this. But for the longest time, you were like, well, dang, Megan's not it either. Why can't we get this rapper who has crossover effect, can rap, can sing and dance and give us a gig, and boom comes this artist who gave us all of it. And I feel like...
And I think you're right. And I try to understand the Doja Cat, but in my spirit, like, I can only be honest with you. Something is missing. And then when I seen Billie Eilish tonight, I was like, fuck. I feel like I see Billie Eilish and Doja Cat. I'm like, we already got that. Like, Billie Eilish, I just feel like Doja Cat has not made her, she doesn't stand out to me. I feel like we've seen her type of artistry before in multiple artists. Like, I feel like, and they're very successful. You know what I mean? So I feel like she's going to have to work that much harder. I think that we're giving Doja Cat all this credit. Like, she's the most creative artist. And I'm like, we've got these people already. Like, this is not new. There's nothing polarizing about Doja Cat. She's just talented. But it's nothing that's so undeniably talented that we've never seen before. You know what I mean? There's no wow there. And it's unfortunate, but it's just not there.
I think, okay, well, I can kind of, I don't agree with your opinion, but I can see where you're coming from. If a lot of people were introduced to Doja Cat within the past year or even just slightly before, they could share that opinion. When I think of Doja Cat, I think of her and Rico Nasty on Tia Tamara. And that's the first thing I ever saw or heard of her and saw her. And so I was like, who is this girl who's giving me this sick rap? Like, the beat is fire. She's really taking her flow in a bunch of different directions. I see the animation with Nicki, but I also see something completely different to see that and to see what she is now.
You see the grungy urban poppy of Billie Eilish. That's what you see.
I want her to lean into a hip hop bag, but I think she's full of surprises. I don't know what she's going to do. But you did say something I do agree with. You said it tonight, and you said it in the past as well. While I don't think that Megan Thee Stallion at her current skill level right now is where she should be, after Nicki Minaj, the only female rapper I really want to hear coming through those speakers is Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
You know, despite the fact that I don't think her music is growing at the rate it should be, Megan Thee Stallion is probably the female rapper I listened to all year long. Now, it was one or two songs, period, that I just had on repeat. Like, I love Circle. But I'm excited for her. I think she should have been switched up her flow by this point. She has the talent in it. But I'm here for it. But, Cardi B, this was not a miss. But all that bumping and grinding, it's like Cardi B can do better. She can do so much better.
Here's the thing with Cardi B, what I can appreciate, though. I'm not here to sell you on the fact that Cardi B is more talented than Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, or Doja Cat. What I am here to let you know is she may not be as half the talent as them, but she has something, and she has the work ethic of a fucking Beyonce. And whether you feel like she's going to miss the steps or count the steps, she's going to make sure that she commits and performs. Whether you feel like she's writing the music or somebody wrote it for her or they taught her everything, we can't just get up there and do this. The way that she commits and the way that she is polarizing as she is, she brings numbers no matter what she does. And each and every time she hits the stage or drops the music video or drops a song, she raises the bar. She literally does. And I just think that people need to give her flowers on that. I'm not saying that she can out-rap anybody. I'm not saying she can out-rap Doja Cat. I'm not saying that she can out-rap Megan Thee Stallion. I'm not saying that she's harder than Nicki Minaj. What I am saying is this girl understands her niche, her lane, and she does make bangers. And when it's time to show up,
yeah,
she shows up.
She does.
We gotta give her that.
I want to give her flowers. She is outselling damn near all of them, and so I'll give that to her. But I will say, Armand, she's not the underdog anymore. So we can't keep giving the girl, the stripper from the Bronx.
Look, let's just talk about the set. She ate Doja Cat. Everyone, Cardi's visuals are the standard. Megan Thee Stallion literally is now taking Cardi B's rollout ideas and doing it for. Think about Megan Thee Stallion's last two rollouts.
Think
about that.
You are in the, my,
she
Armand,
took
you
that
are in the minority of that. You are in the minority of that opinion, though. That, look at you, look at your chat. It is blowing up with Doja. Go on the Shade Room. You'd be hard
because you know why? Because Doja
them.
Cat is. They were just. They're doing that now because Doja. Because they know they can't do Nicki because Nicki's not out. But Nicki Minaj co-signed Doja Cat. Let's be very clear. And they don't like Megan Thee Stallion because Megan Thee Stallion is teamed up with Cardi B. Let's start there. That's thing number one. Then thing number two is these same people were just pissed off at Doja Cat because she was saying the word nigger and she was a loose lady from the night. But now Doja Cat has automatically become the underdog because she didn't win.
Yes,
so now
people.
So now people are supporting her because she's the underdog. Let Doja Cat would have won this. They would have felt good about it because they don't like Megan Thee Stallion out of spite for her being cool with Cardi B and Doja Cat getting a number one with Nicki Minaj. It's all politics and bullshit. I understand what's going on.
Black people.
Nicki Minaj is not out right now, so it's easy for the people that are Nicki Minaj fans to cape and stand for Doja Cat.
You think the people in the comments of the Shade Room won't tear Nicki down? They go after Doja. The other day ago, they were just trashing Doja, as you said. But when black people see someone perform and they're good at what they do and they're confident, their tune changes. She was good.
The Streets video was good, but it was boring. It was like it's as creative as she is, as artistic as she is. It shouldn't have been a snooze fest like that. It shouldn't have. There was nothing memorable about that performance. Cardi B's performance had dimension. Doja Cat was a one note. She had some lasers and a leather suit with a point. Like, that was it.
You're yelling and screaming. You're yelling and screaming into the void, but people are not agreeing with you.
Listen, they do. People agree. But you don't have to agree. The point is, the fact of the matter is, that Say So record, that Say So performance has been performed over the last year. She was bored with it. You can see it. And, you know, there was no dimension to it. And honestly, the people seen it. That's why she didn't win Best New Artist. Doja Cat is not, she's not polarizing enough, as talented as she is, as a star. That's why, whether the people agree or not, one thing is for certain, two things are for sure. She didn't win no Grammy tonight. She's not that girl. She didn't win Best New Artist. She don't have it yet. Try again next year.
She's performing a song from an album that came out at the very end of 2019. These girls are lucky that they are lucky that her scraps from her last album is barely, they can barely keep up with that. They better hope she doesn't drop her album soon. It's over. The numbers are going to skyrocket. It is over.
But here's the thing, and I think that people are missing this, and I think that we got to acknowledge, and I think that this just kind of hit me too, and I got to do more research on Billie Eilish because I really don't know, but there's something that pegged me to feel like Doja Cat is a little bit remnants of Billie Eilish. And I feel like Billie Eilish is, that spot is gone. Like, and a lot of people keep thinking
I can answer that for you. I'm going to be blunt. I'm just going to be blunt. As a person who is also biracial, like Doja, it's the fact that Doja is biracial. So she has cultural things about her that are black, but she has things about her that are very white. It is very white to be alternative and grunge. That is what it's seeing, and that is what's not hitting with the African American community. Period. That's what it is. That's
but
what's
I don't even
hitting.
Think that that. No, I don't even think. I think that that may not be hitting, but I think what it is hitting for is hitting for an all white girl that's kind of grunge and eccentric like that. And you clearly see that it's hitting. Like Billie Eilish is freaking. She got how many Grammys now? 10 Grammys. So it's artsy and fartsy and creative and grungy and poppish as she is, and Doja Cat thinks she is as well. We already have that in Billie Eilish. We have the Billie Eilish. And they're not letting their foot off of her.
I haven't heard that comparison before, but I think it's interesting. I think a lot of people on your show have wanted to know more and more about your feelings of Doja on a deeper level, and I feel like this does this gives them something else to consider and think about.
Well, you know why? Because I listened to Doja Cat talk, and I listened to how, like, before she performed, I listened to how, you know, she sat back and she would make beats and, you know, for hours and hours to 50 fans and then 100 fans. Like, she's an artist's artist. But then I see how she can be grunge and kind of, she does the blunt cuts and she's dope like that. But then I see a Billie Eilish that talks that same talk. Right. And she makes music, you know, to the sound of birds chirping, and she sits in a house and gets weird and quirky and, you know, eccentric. And I'm like, oh, there's that right there. And that keeps winning. You know what I mean? It's like I don't feel like I know who Doja Cat is as an artist. Because when she rapped, I feel like, oh, there's Nicki Minaj. Then when I'm starting to get this persona, I'm getting like a little knockoff Billie Eilish. And I don't know. I could be wrong, but I'm just saying I don't feel like I see Doja Cat as, wow, Doja Cat, polarizing. Even you, you made the comparison of Lady Gaga. She's always getting compared. She's never one that you say, like, she is groundbreaking and leading the pack. And I feel like even with Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B, whether you like them or not, they have something about them where that's their own. You know what I mean? And it's just like a story that's connecting. I don't feel like Doja Cat is fully connected, but she's talented as all get up. I agree. But this is some good talk.
Yeah, I guess in the last thing I'll say, I'll take 10 more seconds. You know, I will say, because it is apparent by those chat rooms, whether you believe the full version of it or just bits and pieces of it, she may be having, she may be having an identity issue. And I think that's something mm-hmm. her team is probably scrambling. Like, why can't she be further ahead? I think she's got to figure that out. Now, I will say, Megan Thee Stallion was in the same position until she got shot. We all can't hope traumas and triggers on artists to help them pop. But I understand.
With you 100%. All right, bye, boo. Have a good one. Bye. Okay, now I agree with that last one. Okay, so y'all, it's calling in. Chad, we is getting into some things on tonight's show, okay? Ooh, child. Let's see what's the two. Okay. Okay. Ooh. Okay. So how many? Okay. 4, 2, 5, 3, 8, 3. Okay. I need a refresh list. 5, 3, 8, 3. Eva, what's going on?
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay, where do I start?
I want to say shout out to Levi's Pinales. Says Armand spitting straight facts. Say so, it's played out. Doja Cat knows that. Shout out to my girl Vanderveer, always coming through. I love you so much. She said bye, caller. Thanks, boo. All right, go ahead, Eva.
I couldn't have said it better. Bye, caller. Okay, first of all, you know what I'm saying. Cardi's my girl. Tonight was not her best performance. Second of all of the girls' performances were pre-recorded. So y'all can S-U-C-K a Frank. They were not live. They were pre-recorded. So I will spill that tea because I have the receipts for that. They were all pre-recorded.
What did you like about Cardi B's best performance tonight?
I even talked to her tonight and I DM'd her and she asked me and I told her, well, the problem was your outfit. The corset, that's why she took the corset off when she hit that pole. Boom, 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 took it all off because it made her stiff. She couldn't whine or do what she was supposed to do. She said to herself, but it's chess, not checkers. There's a reason she did that performance tonight. But, you know, you'll find out in 2 Mondays or Monday. Okay, but there's another performance coming. She might be upset, but she already talked about it on Twitter, so you'll know about that. Secondly, Doja did good as far as the choreo. The outfit was terrible. The lasers were terrible. She shouldn't have danced in an all-black stage because you couldn't even see what she was given. It was very Janet.
I kind of felt like that, too. I felt like she tried to create a Janet Jackson moment. Like, I just feel like Doja Cat tries to create all these different moments instead of an original moment that I feel like it's for her. Yeah. I feel like she tried to create, like, a Rhythm Nation moment.
Meg was terrible. I'm sorry, but that leg kick into the split, she was kind of off. It wasn't like her best performance, I would say, because, you know, she's had other best performance, like better performance than that. Thirdly, I mean, I don't want to sound like a hater, but we all know why she won. It's so that Beyonce can make history. So Beyonce can make history. How coincidental that she won. Megan won 3, so it went 25, 26, 27. Oh, Beyonce, you're tied. And then, boom, commercial
Beyonce
break.
Beyonce wins record
boom,
of the year.
28. Oh, my God. You broke a record. Oh, my God. History. Yeah. Beyonce shock face. Oh, my God. I mean, let's not act like the new commissioner. What's his name? His name is Harvey.
They friends with Jay-Z.
Isn't best friends with Jay-Z. Like, we're not going to sit here in front. Like, even I would say, and I'm a Cardi fan, Nicki deserved an award sometime. I don't give a fuck. I mean, I don't give a F if she got whatever janky little award, best new artist, or some ridiculous award. She should have gotten something. But Meg getting three, and I find it funny that going to your Instagram, that the award that she won for, Savage, she isn't even a credited writer on it. And it's on the Grammy, and it's on the Grammy list. And I have the T, so you can see, and it says there, Best Rap Song, Savage, Megan Thee Stallion featuring featuring Beyoncé.
So my thing is, writer, who should have won? Like, I don't understand. Who should have won? Who should have won? Okay. Who should have won? Who should have won?
Best Rap Song? Best Rap Song?
Yeah.
Do your homework. 11 weeks at number one, The Box, Roddy Ricch. Should have at least got that one. No games. 11 weeks at number one.
Yeah, he probably should have won that, huh? But
Lil Baby, that song was powerful. He did have a good performance. But Beyonce and what's her name, Meg, never performed that song. So I don't know how they won Best Performance for that. They don't even have a music video for it. That makes no sense either. New artist, yeah, whatever. Give it to Meg. I don't, you know, it is what it is. There was no competition there for her besides Doja, but they were going to snub Doja regardless. They pulled it Ariana, you know, like 2019, she performed, mm-hmm. she got nominated for all these awards and didn't win anything. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, one award, fine, but three, and then it's calculated, and then through commercials, you guys say, oh, Beyonce, you just tied. Oh, wait, you just broke record. It was just too obvious. Like, even Jay-Z was looking like, okay, this is Megan's moment. You're making it about Beyonce.
Right.
It was there. No shade.
Okay. Well, thank you, girl, for giving us the tea. Thanks, Eva.
Oh, bye.
Bye. All right. My girl. Oh, wow. Kingsley Carter says, can we get a twerk break, Armand? Girl, the way I'm set up right now, you know it's midnight. I cannot. Girl, I'm set up right now. Child. I just don't be knowing what be coming on. I am not really set up for a twerk break right now. I got to give you an IOU, child. But I love you to death. Thank you so much for the super chat. But child, you got to catch me in the daytime show, child. I'm right. You know what I mean? It's late. Okay. And plus we gotta keep it pushing. Who we got? I love you so much. Let's see. We got a lot of people on here. Okay. 7806. 7806. 7806.
Hello? Hey,
yes, what's going on?
I'm on. Okay, so I got a couple things to say real quick. And you're going to have to drop a couple bombs too. So these performances by these women, I watched the whole thing. So the men literally, like, threw all the women off the ball. Like, they weren't even the man, little baby, like, nobody's talking about that. Like, they did really good. I thought they did really good. Like, Bruno Mars and Anderson, they did great. Like, their performance, mm-hmm. I thought the woman wasn't even going to be able to come back, to be honest. Once I seen Dua Lipa performance, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is going to be pretty bad. Because
yeah.
I said, the baby performance was good. He had his outfit was beautiful. The violinist in the back and the choir. I'm like, dang, like they really put effort. And then Lil Baby, he was outside. Like, literally, that was powerful. I got chill bumps everywhere. Like, it was a beautiful mm-hmm. performance. And then, but okay, you know, I'm going to say, you know, Cardi B, you know, I love the performance, you know, I wish you did a little better, but you know, whatever, but it's just really comes down to her outfit literally restricted everything. And I'm like, dang, you know, I'm trying to see her booty move, you know, I'm trying to look like, okay, I'm trying to, you know, see her give it, but it's like, dang, her outfit was really keeping everything so stiff. I'm like, I see her dancing. I see it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like, let's just be honest here. When is Cardi B not really stiff? Like, she ain't really no dancer like that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, I get it. No, and I like that the when she took that out, you know, the little pieces off, she threw them off. I'm like, thank Lord, because I'm like, they need to, you know, this is just a learning lesson, okay? Don't play her nothing, you know, stiff. You know what I'm saying? I think she can. I've seen her way looser before, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen her way looser before. I liked it, the kick thing. That kind of scared me, but when they flipped over, I said, okay, now here we go. Here we go rolling. And they started dancing, stuff like that. I said, this is good. And I don't know, I guess people don't agree, but I think I like them Megan Thee Stallion performance herself. I really did. Like, I looked at her out, not in particular like her outfit, don't get me wrong, but like the tap dancers, the guy she had in the back, her dancers, I thought she did a good job. I really did like her performance. I like Lick in the Air. Now, was it perfect? But listen, who we know Lick can get up that high? I'm for real. Like, and we know we can see it. Her leg got up, she shot her leg up in that air, and she dropped on that split. Now, you know what I'm saying? Some of them people, you know, some of them do that. Some might pop, okay? Some booty shots, everything might pop. So, but, like, she did pretty good. And Doja Cat, yeah, she could do better. Like, she could have – I love Doja Cat, and I knew her since. Like, I've seen her performance since when she was, like, in a ghetto. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, small performances, everything. But she, like, to see her a year later at the Grammy, she's going to – I'm like, dang, I wish she would have got the a Grammy. But I'm like, does it – I'm like, I know Doja Cat's going to be here later on. I'm like, I don't even care at this point because I know she's going to be here later on. She's going to be here later on years from now. She's going to be there. So I'm like, oh, she got another chance to get the Grammys. I don't really care about her not getting Grammys now. She'll do it again. She'll get that chance again. So I'm like, oh, whatever. See, but I agree with Megan Thee Stallion get her Grammys now. I do because I don't see her in the future. It's just, can she get better? Can she approve? Can you know what I'm saying? Would she have that another chance for a Grammy? And I'm like, oh well. And then it was kind of a handout. It was, you know, with everything going on, it was a little bit of handout. And I don't know how you got like Billie Eilish and Doja Cat. Like I don't know.
Maybe it's just me. Maybe I just feel like I was just listening. I kind of caught it towards the end, but I'm just like, I just see it Billie Eilish ish Doja, because I feel like Doja Cat is kind of poppy, and I just kind of feel like she gives me a little Billie Eilish energy. I don't know. See? I just feel like where you guys are trying to force Doja Cat down my throat, and it's obviously transcending through across. Like, she didn't win tonight. She didn't have the best performance tonight. Maybe you didn't like Cardi. Maybe you like Meg. Meg was okay. I think the highlight for Meg to me wasn't really the performance. It was more of the three Grammys for me.
Okay, yeah. Right. But what you do have to think about is, could Billie Eilish sing Say So, for real? Like, wouldn't that be awkward? Like, wouldn't that be really
but it's
awkward?
Just, could she think, like, when we start getting into, like, talent, that's a whole nother conversation, because there's probably some people on this live that can out-rap Megan Thee Stallion, sing better than Beyonce, outperform, but they're never going to happen. So we have to talk about the people that are happening right now, and they're happening for a reason. Everybody's not happening just because they're so talented. There's a lot of different variables that create a superstar. So could she probably sing Say So? No. Can Doja Cat sing So? Say So? Yes. But does Doja Cat have 9 Grammy Awards? Absolutely not. So Billie Eilish doesn't have to sing Say So.
I love Billie Eilish. She didn't do anything for her performance today. Like, she just stood there and sung, but she sounded beautiful. That's all she has to do because she's that good. I love her. Mm-hmm. I love all her music. But lastly, and Beyonce didn't care about none of them Grammys. Like, she knew she didn't care. Like, she really, like, she knows she the best. And that's the truth. She don't really care about no Grammys no more. Like, she went in everything, any album she come out, performance, she knows she's going to win awards. So it's kind of like, you know, I'm just here to pick up my stuff and leave. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to pick up my award and leave. That's about it. Like, she already knew that. But, yeah. But the man, you need to start talking about the man. Talk about the man.
Well, I'm not excited about the man. Please. You know, I didn't care. I'm not excited about the man. And mind you, I didn't even see it. I only cared about the women this time. So, time I really wasn't excited about the man. But thanks, boo. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah, the men are boring sometimes. I'll be honest with you. The girls are more entertaining. Who else we got? Okay. Ooh, child, y'all is just coming in. Did we get 6125 already? Excuse me. Let me see. 6125. Did I get everybody on this list? 7806, I got. Okay, I got everybody on this list. Okay, cool. So this list is done. Boom. So who we got next? I'm coming down the call in queue. I'm coming down the call in queue. 8882. Let me see. Okay, 8882, you live
hey,
on the air.
Hey,
what's going on?
Nothing much. Okay, so I'm actually tired of people talking about Nicki Minaj because this is not about her. You know, maybe when she puts on music this year, hopefully, you know, she'll have a better shot next year. So I'm kind of over the whole comparison with Nicki. So,
okay.
What I will say, though, Armand, you said something that really kind of caught me off guard when you compared Beyonce's work ethic with Cardi B's. And
okay, let me say this. I'm saying as far as committing and performing, we know Cardi B is not the best dancer. We know Cardi B is not the best rapper. But you don't just become this successful by just everybody giving you something. You got to actually put some work in.
No, absolutely. And listen, I completely agree with that. But here's the thing. Cardi B, and this shows, okay, we know she can't dance. We know she don't got no rhythm. Okay. It was the stamina. She looked out of breath, you know, and I think that has a lot to do with the fact that, you know, she don't work out. She says it. She prefers going to the surgery table to get her lipo instead of actually going to the gym. And that's the issue. She smoked Newport. It messes up just her being able to breathe and perform. And she was lip syncing at that. She still looked out of breath. She looked out of shape. It looked like she ain't performed in a while. And I've seen better performances from her. So I know she's capable of it. But this one was just very lackluster for me. In regards to Megan Thee Stallion, it was also very, you know, lackluster for me. I think, you know, thankfully she has a little bit more of a dancing background. So she did look a little bit more put together. But the none of the girls' performances really did it for me. I would have preferred Doja to do, Streets. But, you know, I understand it was the Grammys. They probably made her do that song. And so that's why it was also very lackluster for me. But Doja is a very good performer in my eyes. And I was really kind of disappointed in, you know, how she performed.
And I feel like that's the bottom line. I kind of feel like a lot of people were expecting to get on here and talk about how Doja Cat obviously killed everybody, and that didn't happen. So now, not you,
no.
But I'm just saying, so now the energy is like, well, nobody was good because Doja Cat was trash.
Well, yeah, I mean, they all, you know, I can't wait. I really just can't wait until they all have new music coming out and just new performances because I'm kind of over all of the songs, honestly. But in regards to, you know, Megan winning her three Grammys, I think that was great. I'm curious to see what Grammy she wins without a Beyonce feature. I think that does have a lot to do with it because notice she didn't put up the regular, the song without the remix. I wouldn't either, but it's interesting that, you know, you put that Beyonce feature, and I think that also has, like, a little bit of push. So, I'm curious to see how many Grammys nominations she gets next year. And I will also be curious to see if she gets anything for an album, you know, for a full body of work project, you know, like Cardi did. So that's pretty much what I have to say about that. But I just had to make sure you know.
There's no way that I'm trying to say that. Definitely not saying that Cardi B is on the level of Beyonce in any way. I'm not even jumping out the window there.
You just said the work ethic.
I'm saying the
work
ethic she has, she does have to work hard because she sets the bar so high for herself that at any moment, the girl can't even get a number two record without people saying, well, that didn't go number one. But she's got the most number ones of any female rapper in the last decade. But the minute she gets to number two, they're like, oh, it flopped. So this is what I'm saying. Like, you can't name me one female rapper within the last decade that has as many number one hit records as Cardi B. You can't. And that's what I'm saying. Like, that doesn't just come out of nowhere. If that was the case, anybody could do it.
Absolutely.
So at some point, like, we got to give the girl some credit. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I like, we can't give all the credit to the damn label and everybody. Like, she's done something.
No, not at all. She definitely did what, you know, she did what she had to do. Does a team help? Absolutely. But, you know, you have to pull your weight at some end of the spectrum somehow to get where you're at. I think she has a lot of work to do. I think this is also a good example of what happens when you don't get that development, you know, that development training, just when you perform. But it's okay. I think there's a lot of people that are stars that are lousy performers, like Rihanna, for example. She's super lousy as a performer to me, and, you know, she's where she's at now. So, you know, maybe Cardi B can still give the, you know, the – and performances and still be just as successful. So we'll see.
Okay. Thank you, Carla. Yes.
Bye.
Thank you, book. Bye. I thought she did good. I enjoyed it. I thought visually it was the best. And, you know, and I'm not even just caving. I thought it was good. Like, I liked it. Like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like Cardi B is one of those people that because she's, like, people be expecting, I don't know. Like, it was good. Like, if that was any other artist that did that type of performance, everybody would be living for it. Everybody would just be up. If the fact that you guys are just living because Doja Cat gave you this basic little, you know, Janet Jackson number where she wasn't, I mean, singing at all. I mean, if we want to start doing comparisons, Doja Cat shouldn't have done that if she couldn't do a singing. Beyonce does that singing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't. I just kind of feel like people wanted to be able to say that Doja Cat completely murdered the visuals and the performance, and that just did not happen. So now it's just like, well, let's pick apart everybody's performance because, you know, it wasn't just undeniably great on Doja Cat's end, so we can't really like anybody else, because then if we do, we have to kind of say that Cardi B kind of killed it. So we got to kind of find a reason to shit on Cardi B's too. That's just kind of how I feel. And I just be like, girl, she did good. And she looked good. Like, it's no shade. It's no shade. 6421. And as a rapper that people don't think can rap, like, that's a lot. First of all, let's be very clear. Female rappers are not performing. We're not performing like this. So all of y'all talking about this, that the only females that was kind of even remotely performing to that level is kind of like a Missy Elliott, maybe. And she was barely doing a lot. You know, Nicki and none of these other girls were out here dancing and performing like that. So let's stop, okay? Like, she's giving you pop girl performance with a rap song. Like, come on. Like, y'all trying it. 6421.
Hi, Amon. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, you're doing pretty good. So I'm going to be really quick and simple. So, and this is coming from, well, I wouldn't say I'm a Doja fan because she did kind of lose me after that whole Tiny Chat thing. But I will say this personally. I agree with what you're saying. I didn't watch Cardi's performance. I did see snippets of it, but I agree with what you're saying in terms of people are trying to, like, basically, like, convince you that Doja is just, like, if Doja doesn't serve, no one serves. And I feel like a lot of times people kind of overhype Doja when it's, she makes good music, but I feel like people try to make her, like, this standard, and it's, like, all she is just really, like, snippets of other artists. Like, she really doesn't have an identity.
Yes.
And it's, like,
yes.
And it's, like, a lot of people try to hype her up to be, like, this performer, but I'm sorry. Like, when I think of a performer, I'm thinking of Janet Jackson. I'm thinking of Bruno Mars. I'm thinking of a Beyonce. She just does a cute little 1-2, and y'all are just so shocked by the visuals and the costume. Like, I don't get it. But I'm not going to get into
you
that
said,
right now.
No, I think you said it the most, and I think that's what's not resonating with
and
me.
It's like, and if
she
y'all
is
are
literally
so
snippets of
that,
other
the bar
artists.
Is literally in hell. The bar is literally in hell. She can't even sing that well. She does a sing-songy, mean talk kind of thing. Whatever. Anyway, long story short, I wanted to ask because I only know this because I'm actually a huge, like, EXO fan. So I love The Weeknd. I love Nav. I love Belly and all them. I was under the impression that Sal manages Doja Cat. Do you think she was snubbed because of that as well? Because of everything that's going on with The Weeknd. And The Weeknd is, well, I think he's managed by Sal and Cash, if I'm not mistaken.
So I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know what's the tea with that.
Yeah, so The Weeknd, he has his, EXO label, right? And uh-huh. Under that label, he works with Cash. Cash is like the owner of EXO, and then there's also a co-owner with The Weeknd and Cash, and his name is Sal. Sal manages The Weeknd as well as manages Doja Cat. And we all know what's going on with The Weeknd right now in the Grammys. So do you think
right.
that she was kind of snubbed because of that? Because I also think that as well. Me personally, I do think Megan deserved all this. I was a little shocked by the Best New Artist, but I honestly think if Doja was snubbed for that award, that's probably why.
I think it was more of over, because I feel like if it was like shade like that, they wouldn't even have her perform. I feel like it was more probably because she just didn't have, it just wasn't her time. Like Megan Thee Stallion came out and it was more of a Megan Thee Stallion year. Doja Cat, that thing that happened on that Tiny Chat really set Doja Cat back. And then the Tory
exactly.
Lanez, Megan Thee Stallion
and
thing catapulted Megan.
It's when she was calling gay guys the F word and she gave
yeah,
that half-ass
so,
apology.
Yeah.
About Doja Cat, where Doja Cat is, and we're not going to deny her talent. She's definitely creative. She's definitely talented. But the situation that she's in, because she, you could tell she was getting built up to become that girl.
Yes,
the situation
this was
that
her
she's
year.
In is because of her fault. It's her own fault. She put her in that herself. And like I
yeah.
said before, I don't know. And this is coming from someone who bought Hot Pink. I didn't stream it. I bought the album. I just feel like a lot of people, like Streets, you said that Streets was boring. I agree, because Twitter had me so hyped for the Streets
no,
video.
No, I said Streets was good. I liked the Streets video.
I thought the song is good. The song is good. No. I mean the video. I expected the video to be more. And I think that's
I thought the video was good. I enjoyed the video. I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed that.
I like
that.
I like Girls and Cyber Sex more. So I'm like, I was expecting kind of that, but she did get visuals. But I feel like a lot of times, and I'm not saying, like, I agree that in terms of the artist, she's definitely better than Megan. But in terms of y'all, like, a lot of people are discrediting Megan right now for Doja Cat, and it's like, dude, come on. At least Megan, she does need to work on her artistic skills a lot better. Like, Doja definitely surpasses her for that. But Doja doesn't have an identity. She's
yes,
cute,
and I feel like a lot of this Doja Cat hype.
It might play into thing as well.
No, I feel like a lot of this Doja Cat hype is coming from the Nicki Minaj record. So it's a lot of barbs, because when Megan was cool with Nicki, they was team Megan, mm-hmm. right? But then the minute
yeah.
WAP came out, everybody was, she's a liar, Tory Lanez didn't shoot her, and,
yep.
she's with Cardi B. So let's read
and
between the lines and understand a lot of this support is coming
Nicki
from...
In 2018.
Yeah, yes, a lot of this support is coming from... the fact that they're barbs, but Nicki's not out, so Doja Cat is the closest thing to her. That's the tea. Let Nicki Minaj, let
yes,
Doja Cat do
I
a
agree.
Record with Cardi B, then Doja Cat all of a sudden be trash.
I agree. I 100% agree. And to me, honestly, like, and I keep telling people with this, Doja got her say-so. I need her to make another say-so. Because so far, Streets was popular, but it was not say-so. I need her to give me another say-so. Megan was able to give us Big Ol' Freak. Megan was able to give us Cash Shit. Megan was able to give us Hot Girl Summer. Megan was able to give us WAP. Megan was able to give us Savage. Captain Hook, even though that really wasn't a hit. But you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All Doja has given me so far is say-so. Yes, does she have Tia Samira? Yes, does she have Rules? Yes, does she have Streets? Yes, does she have Cybersex? Yes, she has these songs, but y'all, she still isn't giving me that say-so, but y'all are still trying to convince me that she's that girl. So something isn't correlating here.
I agree. I'm with you. Thank you so much.
I just wanted to say that. And in terms of Cardi, like, I like Cardi. I like Nicki. I'm a Barb, and I like Cardi. I don't forget, a lot of y'all in these comments was trying to get Nicki out of here in 2018, 2017. And so, listen, don't.
All that's happening now is just the energy shift. I'm telling you, energy's literally just shift. So now Doja Cat will get an influx of fan bases because they feel like now Doja Cat has fallen off to become the underdog. Megan Thee Stallion got 3 Grammys, and then she's aligned with Cardi B, seemingly. So now the hate train, Megan Thee Stallion's going to be dragged every day, and everybody's going to be building Doja Cat up and feeling bad because
mm-hmm.
she's a real artist and she's not really getting the push. And they snubbed her like they did Nicki Minaj. It's going to be all that BS. When just last year,
like
Doja
this.
Cat was on the Tiny Chat acting like she wasn't black. So let's stop.
It was ridiculous. Doja, she lost me there because I was standing for her until that point. And I still like her music, but a lot of people have fallen back from her because of that. And a lot of her fans don't want to admit that. There's still a lot of people who don't like her because of that. And I also wanted to say, too, is that with Megan was having hits before TikTok. And Megan and Savage just brought TikTok brought Savage to a new level. I feel like with Doja Cat, the type of music that she makes sing-songy meme music. She needs TikTok.
Yeah, because when I hear Doja Cat in the club, I'm not moved. I'm not impressed. Like I don't want
to
hear Doja Cat. I don't
want to
hear Doja Cat outside. I don't care to hear Doja Cat outside. I don't care to go to a Doja Cat concert.
A lot of people don't want to admit that. Like once, because the TikTok is running the music industry right now. TikTok is done. Can Doja correlate to that? Because I know Megan can. Megan makes club bops.
Yeah.
Can Doja do that? You guys are so focused on the creativity. We need to focus on the longevity. Because right now, Doja makes meme music. She makes music for my generation, Gen Z. Very popcorn music that's here today, gone tomorrow.
That's well, thank you, caller. All right, bye.
No problem.
She had got into some things, okay? We're going to take 6109. You're live on the air.
Oh, yeah. Amon.
Hello. Yes.
Hi, Amon.
Hey, boo.
Listen. Hey, babe. I'm going to make this real quick. I'm salty. Listen,
why?
I'm happy for Megan, but at the same time, I'm not happy for her.
Okay.
I don't see how Megan got 3 Grammys, my G, and Cardi. If that's the case, if Megan, listen, I know that this is old, but like with the Bodak Yellow, Cardi should have 5 or more. That's just me, and I know people probably cursing me out and all kinds of stuff, but listen, she should have 5 or more. How the heck Megan get 3 Grammys? And let me say something. I feel like Cardi, now with her performance, my girl looked uncomfortable. She looked very uncomfortable. I felt like she was nervous. And I feel like
maybe I got to go back because maybe I'm seeing something that y'all didn't. Maybe y'all all seeing something that I didn't see now because y'all making me feel like I missed something. I need to go back.
What?
No, I think I need to go back because everybody's saying like they just did not like the performance.
No, I just felt like I was observant, you know, and just watched. Like, she looked uncomfortable. She looked very uncomfortable and a little nervous. But I think it was like a last-minute thing. I'm like, yo, is she performing? I mean, is it because Beyonce was supposed to perform with Meg and Beyonce pulled out at the last minute? So, you know, Cardi did the perform. You know, I don't know. But it's just, it wasn't Cardi. Come on now. Cardi can move. I mean, no, she's not no Beyonce. But come on, my G. She can move. She can back it up. Like, she can get loose. And she was not loose tonight. And I was very upset at that and very upset at the fact that Megan got 3 Grammys. Like, get the freak out of here.
I thought the performance was good.
No, it was good, Amon. It was good. But if you go back and watch, just watch her and just, you know, just look at her face and her move. Like, you could tell she was a little, I don't know if I should say stiff. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe she was, like, I don't know. To me,
but Cardi always
off, like,
is stiff. Like, that's what, she always stiff.
But remember when she did the performance with Party? She wasn't stiff.
Cardi, though, she only time she got stiff was she doing that stupid whine. Doing dubs, like, she, like, you know, she do that stupid whine. Like, she can't dance. That's one of those things that I've always, like, girl, how you a stripper with no rhythm? She never had rhythm. She never had no damn rhythm. Like, let's stop playing.
I don't know. Maybe she could clap them cheeks real good. But listen, my girl did not do her best tonight. She could have did better, Amon. She could have did better, but... No, I'm real salty, yo, and I'm thinking about hitting up Brooklyn Johnny, like, get the freak out of here, and that's another thing. I felt like they pacified Cardi with that diamond, what was it that went diamond?
Bodak Yellow.
Who is that? Yes. I felt like they pacified her with that because they knew beforehand, they knew that Shorty was going to get all those freaking Grammys. So it's like, let's pacify her with this. I'm dead serious. Let's pacify Cardi because you know how Cardi is. And trust me, it's going to be talked about. They pacified her with that diamond, with that Bodak Yellow, because they knew beforehand that Megan was leaving with 3 Grammys. Get the freak out of here, yo. Ain't nobody stupid. To me, personally, I felt like Cardi, when she came out with Bodak Yellow, yo, she was the female version of MJ Thriller album. Damn near. Ooh. But you know what I mean. But anyway, I love you. Bye.
Bye. All right, y'all. So listen, we're going to wrap that up right here. I love y'all awfully. If you guys didn't make it through this time, please make sure you guys come on to the next show. Thanks. Shout out to everybody.